Go on then, I'll talk about the paywall and the Times. There's a reason I haven't blogged about this today, and that's that I don't think there's much of a particular story there. The Times News International announced last year that they were going to go behind a paywall in the spring, and June is in the spring, kind of towards the end of the spring, but nevertheless, they are doing what they said they would. What we now know is a specific month and a specific fee, and the price point is really interesting for me. It tells me a couple of things. One, the fact that they're charging £1 a day suggests that they're trying to protect the print product. So some people set up paywalls not necessarily to make money, but actually just to protect the print product and make sure people don't go online instead. So if you're charging exactly the same for online content as you are for the newspaper, then you're basically saying buy the newspaper. Now, the second part of it is the fact that they're charging £2 a week. That's a much more attractive price point, and that's where they're pushing people. So they're saying either buy the newspaper or pay a weekly kind of fee, and that £2 price point seems interesting to me. The other thing is that anything cheaper really would be uneconomical. Anything cheaper than £1, possibly anything cheaper than £2, would be uneconomical to administer because of the charges of actually processing that, for example. So that's interesting to me, but that's not a big news story, really. You know, newspaper charges for content, it's not news. But what I think is interesting, and I guess this is what I wanted to put on audio because this kind of occurred to me as I was talking to BBC News for their 6 o'clock bulletin. And this didn't make the final cut, but what I think is interesting is that content is produced really to sell advertising in most publications, and certainly in The Times would be one of those. So your whole news mix is geared towards what advertisers want in terms of the consumers that we want, in terms of the sort of advertising that we're going to sell. And the classic example of that is the travel supplement. You know, consumers are not crying out for travel supplements. They might be interested, but it's advertisers who are crying out for travel content against which to advertise. So if you think of the way that newspapers are structured, and the Sunday Times is the absolute classic example of this. It is, you know, outrageously stuffed with extra material aimed at selling advertising, really. I feel embarrassed sometimes to buy the Sunday Times because I want to read so little of it, and there's so much wastage there. But the rest is junk mail dressed up as news. Now, that's a bit of a harsh way to put it, and to other people that is interesting, but I think that's the fundamental commercial decision, an editorial decision behind that. When you start to put content behind a paywall, you've got a very different dynamic. You have to think about what people are willing to pay to consume. Now that dynamic applies in print as well, but you're not getting the platform, you're not getting the delivery, you're not getting the display so much and packaging. So, you know, would I pay £2 for the information that I consume on a Sunday in a Sunday Times? Maybe I would. Would I pay £1? Maybe I would. I don't think I would. How much of that content is unique? How much of it is different? How much of it is about selling advertising? Those are really important questions, and the big question for the Times is, are they going to change their editorial mix to attract paying customers online at the risk of alienating advertisers, or are they going to continue along the same lines in terms of creating content against which to sell advertising and doing some a little bit of news alongside it, a little bit of original reporting? So I think the economics make it complicated. I think advertising's diving, it's gone off a cliff. But the amount you can generate through a paywall still isn't going to probably come close to that. So really, I think it's going to be business as usual, and it's unless they do change their editorial strategy and delivery kind of mechanisms spectacularly, I don't think we're going to see a genuine paywall experiment, and I think it'll be a long time before we do.